Step 2 of the 4-step formula is O for overcome. How do you overcome the weight of hopelessness, disappointment, fear, and all the other emotions that seem to control our lives? Truth sets you free. Here's more from Lori.
I'm back with Julie Locke. She's here to tell her story about her son, Dax. Julie and Austin had a precious little baby boy, but his life didn't turn out like they had hoped for, like they had imagined in their minds and their hearts. And little Dax was diagnosed with leukemia. And he got his angel wings, would you say December 30th, 2009? And he got his angel wings. And Julie's in the middle of the journey right now. And I know if you heard the first segment that there were days that she just didn't think that she could get through it. And then something would happen, whether it was the nurse holding her baby or it was the doctor that took time to talk to her or it was just, those moments that they had with him and that precious time that they had with Dax. It comes down to almost 1 minute at a time, doesn't it, Julie? And you're still, we've been talking a little bit about how you're still on that journey.
Yes.
Have you had questions? What have been the questions? If you could come face to face with God, what would you ask him right now?
I would ask him, why, when I loved my son so much, would you take him away from me when he was so young and make him suffer so badly? And why there are people in this world that don't want their children and don't want children and I don't want to sound bad by saying that because I would love any child as my own, but they get the choice and they choose not to take care of their children or they harm their children. And I love my son so much, unconditionally. I was a good mom. I would do anything, and I just don't understand why. And I saw so many other amazing parents there. One woman there had lost her husband to cancer 4 years previous to her daughter being diagnosed, and then lost her daughter to cancer. I struggle with people saying that God can only give you as much as you can handle, because that doesn't seem true to me. I've seen people break because they can't handle it. That bothers me a lot. I could have very easily broke many times, but I mentally just didn't. I chose not to, but there are people that can't handle it and that don't handle it.
Well, right now, I think I'm just going to say a prayer right now, Julie, and just pray for you and all the listeners that are where you are right now. So, Lord, we just lift up to you all of these hurting hearts out there that have embraced their children, have lost their children, and now they're asking questions. Lord, I thank you that you are a God who really cares about their hearts and that you are there to wrap your arms around them, and your arms are wrapped around these kids, and they're because they're children. You love little Dex even more than Julie, and we can hear how much Julie and Austin love their baby. And it is true, you love them more. And you do find purpose in our pain. And I know that your desire, Lord, is to always draw us closer to you. So I trust that's what you're doing in Julie's life and in the lives of the men and women that are listening right now, that you're just drawing them in closer. And we pray, Lord, that they would experience your peace that only you can give, that is so beyond our understanding. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, we do live in a world with disease, death, and destruction. Bad things do happen to good people like Julie and Austin. Julie has asked the million-dollar question, why, God, would you allow my child to suffer and be taken away? I'm sure everyone listening has asked that question at a time of grief. Well, at your convenience, check out Hope Notes, where I've posted just a quick thought and some resources to help you find the answer to that question. I think one of the toughest things about grieving is that the world around us just doesn't stop. We don't even hardly get a chance to breathe. Julie and Austin's world got bigger real fast. Dax's heartwarming story touched millions of lives. In the next step, Pursuing Purpose in the Pain, Julie tells us about how God is using their story to reach millions of people with hope and love. So join us for Step 3, Finding Purpose in Your Pain. I'm Lori Borf, your host on Hope101.net.